French education. Back blues. Moves are afoot to reconsider France's harsh grading system.
Wary of competition when it comes to global markets, the French embrace it wholeheartedly in the classroom. As school pupils enjoy the end of their summer holiday, few will relish a return to their harsh grading system. Termly reports in secondary schools record pupils' marks in Cartesian fashion to the nearest 2 decimal points. Every child knows how they compare with the average. A result at the school-leaving baccalaureate exam of 16 out of 20 is considered outstanding. For younger children, a dictée to test spelling is marked by progressively deducting points for every error, which can crush the grade down to zero or even into negative territory. Benoît Hamon, the education minister, thinks the system, at least for younger people, is too harsh. He argues that in France, we are defined by failure, and this begins with poor grades. He wants schools to stimulate instead of discourage and to give pupils more positive feedback. Mr. Hamon has launched a review of the national grading system. It is due to report early next year. Mr. Hamon's concern seems to be over the stress and anxiety that harsh grading inflicts on French schoolchildren and the lack of confidence that this engenders in a country that is already excessively pessimistic. Fully 75% of the children say they worry about getting poor marks in maths, for example, according to a study by the Paris-based OECD think tank. Only just less than the figure of 78% in South Korea and far above the 46% in Sweden. Last year, the Education Ministry reported on an experiment in middle schools in which marks out of 20 were abandoned in favour of comments or vague letter grades. Boys, the report noted, disliked a less competitive environment more than girls. Stronger pupils disliked it more than weaker ones. But by creating less stress over failure, the report found, pupils were encouraged to take risks and participate in class, and often became more confident. Curiously, it was parents rather than pupils who most resisted the absence of grades. They worried about overprotected children and the difficulty of judging their progress. If Mr. Hamon is to get anywhere, he may find that his biggest obstacle is pushy parents.